Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the best party atmospheres of the entire sports season takes place today, RJ Choppy, in our backyard, right?
It does. The Byron Nelson will begin today at TPC Craig Ranch for the first time. It's kind of been nomadic over the last decade at Las Colinas and then Trinity Forest, and now, Sean, up into McKinney at Craig Ranch, which is a very long, let me say this again, very long golf course.
Very long golf course.
Very long.
The tournament director, our Dalton Miller, said he caddied one time in the group of the tournament director who is joining us. Just a preview of today and the weekend is going to be all about John Drago joining Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing well. It's an exciting time because this is a new course, and you know, the schedule is never kind to the local tournaments, you know, sandwiched around the PGA. But what do you think was the big draw? Because this is a great field. I mean, you know, you lose Dustin Johnson and withdrew, but it's still a magnificent field. What was the biggest draw? Was it the new course, or was it simply a tune-up for the PGA?
Well, I don't think anytime you're playing for $8.1 million that you're involved in a tune-up in any way. But I definitely think that being the week before has played to our advantage, there's no doubt. You know, we got what we've learned with the new day before the PGA. Not only do we get people who like to play the week before the PGA, like Brooks Koepka, who's been really good to us the past couple of years, but we've also seen, you know, different international players that typically wouldn't have played us because they're in the PGA championship the next week, and so they want to get over to the United States, get ready. And so we've got some of those. We've got Antoine Rosner, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, Thomas Peters, Lee Westwood, Andre Carrington, the Ryder Cup captain. So, yeah, it's kind of taken on a little bit more of an international flavor to join all of our local favorites.
How do you guys expect the course to play? It's going to be probably pretty wet still. I played out there a couple of months ago. That rough, you couldn't find a golf ball in that rough. It was very, very long. How do you expect the course to play?
Yeah, it's definitely going to play. It's interesting. It's long, like you guys said, and it's going to play longer today because it is wet. But the greens are softer, so there's no wind at all right now. You know, this golf course, really its teeth is the last five holes with that southern wind coming right at you, especially with the rough that they do have this year. So I think if you're going to see some low scores, I'd look for them today for sure, because right now it's really calm. Conditions are really good. The golf course is in as good a shape as I could imagine. And you know, the old saying, these guys are so dang good. With these conditions, I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody start out of the box pretty low.
John, how has COVID impacted sort of the party atmosphere around there? Will the setup be the same or similar to what it has been, where you'll have – obviously, you know, sort of, you know, tent set up for, you know, the pavilions. Will it be the same, or will it be a little bit different?
I'd say, yeah, a little bit of both. It'll definitely, you know, it's limited in capacity. We've been sold out for a couple of weeks now at 12,500 fans, 25% of what we expect next year when we come out here. So as it relates to kind of the amenities around that, it's slightly toned down. But I tell you, if you're one of those 12,500 that are out here, you'll see a lot of similar things. You'll see, you know, hospitality. We've got about over 80 hospitality tents that have been built out here, including the 17th hole that is completely encircled. We've got a three-story tent on 18, merchandise pavilion, concessions, restrooms, you name it. It's going to have that look and feel like any golf tournament. We're just excited, you know, after 760 days since the last time we hosted one. We're going to hear some cheers out here.
Very, very true. John Drago, tournament director at the Byron Nelson, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Masks. When I was at the Players Championship League, Breck, and when I couldn't eat or drink near the ropes, I had to be back like 10 feet. Is that the same throughout? Is it going to be the same this week at Craig Ranch, where you got to wear a mask the entire time or be back a certain amount of feet from the ropes?
Yeah, that's right. Along the rope line, kind of first row of hospitality, that sort of thing is restricted. It is mask policy for anybody entering property except for when you're eating and drinking. So, yeah, if you're going to do that, you just got to step away and make sure that you're kind of away from everybody. Try to social distance as much as you can and participate in that way. It's clear that one of our biggest goals this week is to not only be back, return to golf, have people out here, but to do so in a really safe and healthy manner.
John, final question. What did RJ barter in exchange for this interview? Is it a VIP pass? Is it the RJ choppy tent? What is RJ getting out there from you in exchange for this interview? Because I know it's something.
I thought he said something about going to the Masters earlier, so I don't think there's much I could offer that would really make it up for him. But, man, I appreciate you guys having us on. I wish we could have you out. I hope you make it out at some point this week.
John, thank you for the time. Know that you're slammed and busy. We appreciate it, and good luck throughout the weekend.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
John Drago from the Byron Nelson, the tournament director, and that was one of the first things when I got here about 10 years ago. They're like, you got to go to a golf event.
Yeah.
Got to go to a golf event. I've been to two. I've been to one with you where all the tents were set up with, like, the pavilion on the right. I can't even remember where I was.
That was at Las Colinas, the Byron Nelson. It was at the original location.
And then I went, yes, because it was right by the hotel. And then I went to another one when I remember coming on and complaining about it. It was like no trees.
That was also the Byron Nelson.
Yeah. And where was that location?
That was Trinity Forest, which they left the Las Colinas TPC, the Four Seasons. And then they went to Trinity Forest maybe, 2017, 2016? And that was and I had not gone out there. I had not been to that one. I just saw it on TV, and there was not a stitch of shade out there on that course. And now they're going to McKinney for Craig Ranch, which is a wonderful setup. I'm fascinated to see how this plays because it's probably – if there's not wind, it's going to be – you might see a 20-under win. But if there's wind there, holy cow.
Because the other one sucked, so this has to be better. It was awful. It was torture.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.